In studio now, I welcome John Daly and Diarmaid McHugh, and they're from SAFE, which is the Safety Association for Edenmore. Am I getting that right, lads?
You are, yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect as ever.
I'll ask you first, John, to give us a background to SAFE.
Okay, SAFE, as you said, is the Safety Association for Edenmore. It started out of the community development project in the area, which has sadly lost its funding about 3 years ago, and it's no longer in existence. There was a piece of research done by the community development project into people's attitude to safety and community safety, and although Edenmore has a nice community, there was people had perceptions of their safety that they felt unsafe, and in terms of the way the estate looks and the fact that they weren't connected to each other as much as they used to be. And Edenmore has a very sort of long history of community work within its own community. And following on from that research, the Community Development Project brought the local businesses in, and Dermot's been along ever since the beginning. The local businesses involved, the youth centre, the drugs intervention team in Edenmore are there, the health centre, the Gardaí, Dublin City Council have been very supportive, and the local schools have been involved. And it was just everybody to come together to see if we could do things that would make people's perceptions of their safety in the Edenmore community better. And so we've worked over the last 5 years. We started on very simple ideas, which was just started to reconnect the community with itself. Mm-hmm. So we started the Fun Day every summer, which is coming up in early August, which just brought people out just to have a bit of fun, meet up with each other, have a look at some of what those services that are involved in SAFE do. Mm-hmm. And it has grown. Year on year, it has grown to be a fantastic event. It's run almost entirely by volunteers. We now have people are just asking us, when is it happening again? Every year, people are asking more and more. We've done things later on in the year. We start the Halloween sort of festival event, which is a family fancy dress party up in the hall in the youth centre, and with huge support from Dublin City Council, we have a fireworks display following the party down on the park on Edenmore Crescent, and that brought probably about 2,000 people out onto the street last Halloween night.
Okay, sorry, before you go on, I just want to get this in because I announced it last Friday, and it's happening on the 21st of June, and we'll announce it again at the end. And I was amazed when I read it because it's the anniversary. You're talking about the history of Edenmore. It's the 50th anniversary dinner dance. Now, you're having it at an unusual time, from 6:30 to 10:30, so it's not 8 till 8 sort of thing, and it's only €8. So give us a bit of background to that and how that was formulated and how you sat down. And have I got that all right anyway, the times, I hope?
Yes, it's happening on the 21st of June. The time is 6:30 till 10:30. In reality, we probably don't expect it to finish by 10:30. It came together. We were looking at, somebody, I think it was last year, said, you know, it's Edenmore is 50 in 2013. And we said, well, we have to do something. It has to be marked in some way. And this is our sort of first attempt to mark it, is what we've decided to do is have a dinner dance, like a kind of an old-fashioned dinner dance with music. And we're having the Moynihan brothers will be playing the music on the night. And they're sort of, it's kind of a generational thing because they'll be playing the music early on in the evening. But once they've finished, a young man, Jamie Higgins, who's only 16, who's been he's a member of the youth club, and he's got a huge interest in being a DJ. He's going to come and he's going to play the music then for the latter end of the evening. he's working away now, and because he's only 16, he has to go and sort of do a whole lot of research into the right sort of music to play on the evening.
And it's in St Monica's Youth Centre.
It is.
The Tongi Road. Okay, we'll announce that all at the end. Now, if people want tickets, what should they do? We'll get that in.
If people want tickets, they can go to the information shop in the centre of Edenmore. They can come up to the youth centre. We have the tickets there as well. And Brenda, the centre manager in Edenmore, is also has tickets for anybody that wants them. The tickets are only €8 each, which is for an evening's entertainment with a three-course meal, and the band and the DJ, everything's included in that. Mm-hmm. And people can bring along their own alcohol or whatever they want to drink. It is an over 18s dance because we're going to have people will have alcohol there.
Okay.
We're also looking if we can to if people are coming to the party or if they're not, even if they're not coming, as we'd love to have some photographs over the last 50 years from Edenmore. Mm-hmm. What we'd love to do is if people have photographs that they could lend us for a short time, what we'll do is we'll scan the photographs and copy them, and we will send the photographs back to them immediately, and we won't be using the originals on the night. What we'd like to do is produce photographs that we can leave on the tables to spark conversation and get people to just remembering the history of Edenmore.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Dermot now. Dermot, when the funding went, I know you were involved in the association even before, I mean SAFE was set up afterwards, but when the funding was there and you heard it was going and these ideas were coming in, how did you feel and react to it?
Well, Noel, you know, you've been there from the start as well as myself, you know, supporting us, and that was the biggest element I saw, was supporting the local community. Mm-hmm. And helping them to get on their feet, and that required a bit of support and funding from local businesses, and we felt that it was our duty really to the local community who've been supporting us for years to get in behind any sort of community initiative like that. So,
but you're very hands-on. I mean, on the open sports day, the fun day, I should say, I mean, and a few of the things I've seen going on, you're there with John and you're quite hands-on with everything that's going on as well.
Well, you know, from our point of view, all the customers who've come into us, we want to be there for them as well. And, you know, we get stuck in for every day. We're there at set up, we're there at clean up. You know, we like to be seen to be helping out, you know. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy it, to tell you the truth. It's great crack, and mm-hmm. get great crack out of the kids that are there on the day, and the ladies, the customers who come into us, you can tell you their stories and have a bit of banter.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like all the descriptions John's making there about the fruition of it and how it's come over the past couple of years and how the community has sort of come together, really, where it could have been easily fractured if things had been left? Are you happy with the result of that?
Well, the most important thing is that you're seeing the community coming together more closely. And we're getting a lot of volunteers from the local neighbours and friends of our association, so you can see them, the little kind of blossoming of it again. And these sort of events are made to get people to interact, and what we want is more and more people coming together and making even more a stronger community. Mm-hmm. That's really our aim. And from our point of view, another one of the initiatives to tie in with the 50th anniversary this year was to set up a seniors club. So we've had a couple of meetings, you know, seeing what was the appetite for it. And there seems to be a big appetite. We had about 60 people met in the local church there a couple of weeks ago. And the biggest want from them was they wanted to get together. The loneliness was the biggest part of the issue that they had. Mm-hmm. And they wanted a place that they could gather and meet and, you know, have a cup of tea and have a chat and feel like they're part of the community. And that's something definitely that we want to make happen this year.
I suppose as regards men, that's quite relevant, because I know the ladies have a club there, all right, and the ladies are not too shy to an extent of coming together and sort of saying, let's let's live our lives. But men are more reticent and keep to themselves and that. So this is great, the reaction you're getting from that. Is that mostly men as well?
No, it's a combination. Of but both. It was mainly, it was a combination of both. And our aim is to kind of have dedicated events that they can attend and bring together clubs. Like, there is different clubs in Edenmore, but they're kind of disjointed from the rest of the community, and it's to kind of bring them more in it together, really, and kind of have a focal point for them within the heart of the community. And it's going to be a big job of ours over the coming years, is to establish that and make it stronger.
Well, that'll be people we'll have in then to see how it's going when you get it going. Just want to ask you, John, about a few of the things you were talking about. Sorry I interrupted you.
Really. No, you're fine.
I did want to get the dinner dance in. Some of the things you were talking about, the fun day and what's happening later on in the year. I think there was a lot of people quite apprehensive when you were talking about the fireworks many years ago, and it was a fantastic display you did in the park, I have to say, and last year. And with the, for me, what used to disappoint me, and in all areas, not just Edenmore, but in lots of areas around where we live, no matter where it is, all mentioned areas, but it's all of bonfires all over the place, and it used to decimate the whole area, especially coming up to the shopping centre. But that was missing after New Year's this year, I'm glad to say.
Yeah, and the Halloween festival that we've run now for the last 4 years has been... It's something that we're all extremely proud of, because it's a very simple idea. It's only a matter of sort of opening a hall, playing a bit of music and doing some face paint with children. And it just draws all the families in. The parade, we do a very simple parade, like a fancy dress parade, from the youth centre down Edenmore, Woodbine Road, Edenmore Park to Edenmore Crescent. And that sort of brings about 600 to 800 people walk that route behind the fire engine, because the fire service and the civil defence have been fantastic to us. The guards have been brilliant. They help us to marshal it. There's about 25 volunteers that marshal the fireworks event. But this last year the Gardaí sort of conservatively estimated at somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 people actually stood in the park on the Crescent to watch it. But one of the impacts that it has had, one of the major positive impacts, is Edenmore used to have between 8 and 10 bonfires on any one year. Last year, it was down to two bonfires in the whole of the area. And Dublin City Council are so pleased with the result in Edenmore, and in places like Edenmore, Kilbarrick, somewhere where this system, this way of working with the community, this way of working from within the community, because it was actually us that came, it was SAFE that actually brought this whole plan together, has worked really well. And so we're quite pleased that Dublin City Council actually fund the fireworks end of the
as things. You can see, I mean, walking around the area, another thing that people were sceptical about when you put up that giant Christmas tree at Christmas, people said that won't play up there. But also with the flower arranging and a few other things around the area, a lot of people were sceptical again, saying, well, they're going to be vandalised, but nothing. I mean, it's staying. So people are appreciating the area now, and there seem to be, I don't know whether the incentive is coming from the young people themselves or not, but it's certainly coming, it's been carried through the whole community.
Yeah, the first time we planted a Christmas tree, it was actually a group of young people went out to a tree farm in Cluny and actually physically cut a tree down.
Really?
And stuck it on top of the youth centre minibus and brought it back to Edenmore and planted it. And while they were planting it, people of all ages were walking by and saying, that'll be in ashes by 10 o'clock tonight. That won't last till tomorrow. And they... All through, they must have had 50 or 60 negative futures given to them while they were planting this tree. And but SAFE believed, and we all believed, that it was worth trying. And as it turned out, we actually bought, because I had a bit of a wobble in me confidence. On the way back from cutting down the tree, we went into Dunstores and bought 100 decorations for the tree. We had asked the people from the community to come with decorations.
Dear, have you not got enough in Central now?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, no.
I'm just saying.
See, he's getting dig in.
He went thanks to the office.
Yeah. But on the way back, because I had a wobbling confidence, I went and bought these things because maybe people won't turn up with decorations. Mm-hmm. But I am. It's a huge pride that those decorations are still sitting in a storeroom in the youth centre. I've never been opened because we've never had to open them, and that's because the people turned up. And then we got a bigger tree the next year, and now we've had to go to the we've sure. Now gone to, now we buy a large sort of 12 metre high Christmas tree that has to be delivered in a truck, and it takes quite a bit of doing. It's still planted by volunteers, and it's still paid for by the community. It actually belongs. Dublin City Council don't pay for it. They helped in that they paid for the power to be put into the spot, mm-hmm. and they paid for the actual site it's marked in. But it's actually the community of Edenmore that pay for it.
Okay, listen. And I've run away over.
If I have 2 seconds, yeah, just to say, because Dermot's just reminded me, Jerry in the post office in Edenmore, after one of our fun days, took all the books that were still left over from a little book stall we had on the fun day, and he brought them into the post office and he put them on a bookshelf and he started selling them at €1 each. And that has raised over 2,500 in about 2 years. Mm-hmm. But it has also given a sort of a very cheap sort of library of books for the community that is invaluable. It's under a bit of a cloud at the moment because it be. But, listen, but Jerry needs to be thanked for that.
Stay there for a second. I'll go to a break and come back to you.
Community Radio for Northeast Dublin, 90.3 Near FM.
I'm Wynn na Muike, Clor Gwelgid, a Craile, a Glahort Raisha Cuig, Gok Tronona, a Rit na Shochtan. Over, Politiot. Cursi Raha, Sport, Pastel, August Kjell. Oglev, Ladini Archula, Obolia Aklea, Hor Huig, Ogzo Himpel, Natira. And win the Mwicke, Gok Law, a Ritna Shakhtane, a Galahor Thraish Akuik.
It's not always easy to find time to listen to Near FM, but now with our catch-up service, you can just click and listen again. Log on to near.ie and download the latest podcast. Some programmes are available in full. Listen again to our selection of local news, views and current affairs, arts, culture and drama. Log on to near.ie, click listen again and bring Near FM with you wherever you are. Got a smartphone? Download our programmes from near.ie. PC, laptop, download from near.ie. Near FM. Just click and listen again.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.
And welcome back to the second hour of Northside Today here on Near FM. My name is Noel McGuinness. In this part of the show, I'll be talking to Patrick Finnegan with some stories from the North County Leader, and also half 12, Kerry McMahon from the Irish Guide Dogs. But in the studio at the moment now, I have John Daly and Dermot McHugh, both from SAFE, which is Safety Association for Edenmore. You were talking there about the local post office and the great work that's been done there, and it's continuing on with people sort of inventing fundraisers.
Yeah, and we were just talking about the after one of the fun days, it was actually Brenda Doherty, who's the manager of the centre, actually works for the McHugh Group. She's been a massive support, and she's always working away in the background for SAFE. Herself and Jerry, who manages the post office, came up with this idea of just bringing the books that we had left over from a little book stall we had at the fun day into the post office. They put up a shelf in the post office and they sold the books at €1 a go. Mm-hmm. Now, it has raised a massive amount of money. It's raised some €2,500 or more in the last 2 years, which is stunning, just for a little bookshelf in a post office. But much more importantly for us is the community service that it provides to everybody in the community, mm-hmm. because books are expensive. books are massively, we all know the importance of books and reading for young and old alike, but they are expensive. And if you're an elderly person without transport, actually getting to the library even can be tricky.
Yeah.
But this provides a really safe service. It's €1, like it's €1 a book. People are spending a fiver and having a month's reading. The books are being recycled. We're fairly sure that we've probably sold the same books at 10 times or more over,
yes, yeah.
Because people read them, bring them back. People come in with their books and they leave them there. The people are giving books over freely and then buying the other ones back. But it's an example of the sorts of things that have happened because all of the groups in SAFE are talking to each other.
Well, I was talking to a lot of people last week about volunteers, and I did say that the country would be in a very bad way if people didn't volunteer. That's what we're thriving on. Okay, I'm going to let you go, but before you go, give us all the details of the dinner dance, when it's on, the time, and where people can get the tickets.
Right, it's on in it's the SAFE 50th anniversary celebration dinner dance. It's on in St Monica's Youth Centre on the 24th of June. It's from 6:30 to 10:30, probably a little bit later as well. The tickets are €8 each. That's for a 3-course meal. There'll be music by the Moynihan Brothers, and there'll be a DJ following the Moynihan Brothers, a young man called Jamie Higgins. We'd love to have photographs. If you have photographs that we could use, if you could drop them into the information shop or into the youth centre, we will copy the photographs and send them back to you straight away, because we'd love to have photographs over the last 50 years. The tickets for the dinner dance are available from the youth centre, from the information shop in the shopping centre in Edenmore, or Brenda Doherty, the manager of the centre. Most people in Edenmore know Brenda well. She has tickets as well to sell. It's extremely good value. It is being run almost entirely by volunteers, and that's how the cost can be kept minimum. So low.
Yeah.
The youth centre volunteers are providing the waiting staff and the support staff and all that sort of thing. So we anticipate it's going to be a great night.
I think you're right there. Anyway, I hope to get you in before the fun day in August and give us a rundown, because, I mean, you keep adding stuff all the time to all the amenities, and also and I want to find out more about that Senior Citizens Club, which has been that's in the pipeline at the moment. So it's been a pleasure talking to you, John Daly, Dermot McHugh. Thank you very much for talking to us here.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you, Noel.